now, NanoSoft had joined the fun. They'd been lying to us all the time, and it looked like Horton had bought it all. He couldn't be that dumb. All my suspicions about the virus and the Cortex chips came flooding back as I stormed into his office and accused him of selling us out. Horton was a cool one, all right. Didn't even blink an eyelid. Turned out, he'd always suspected NanoSoft but couldn't gain enough evidence. Being aware of the traitor, Horton had hidden his suspicions to keep NanoSoft off his back while he methodically took Krakow to pieces. Hell, you had to admire the guy. He'd even tried to cover our backs on that last mission. A recon patrol under Ricardo had been secretly dispatched to warn against any NanoSoft first strike. It was just bad luck that the patrol got jumped. Ricardo had suffered a downed comlink just before his wingman got flamed. By the time he got back with the news that NanoSoft were attacking, it was too late. The traitor was still loose. But at least the data dump from Krakow's HQ promised to be interesting. With Krakow out of the way, we could now put the heat on NanoSoft. Horton planned to fill us all in at the next briefing. I went to check on Ricardo to see if he was okay.